Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 136 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 14th is explain whether or not you agree with the following statement. You create your impact on the world through what you do for others rather than what you do for yourself. Reflect on whether you focus your daily actions on doing things for yourself and accumulating stuff, or whether you focus on serving others and providing value to their lives. Detail one change you can make in this area. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of leading by serving. Today's challenge speaks right to the heart of writing your own story, and it deals with one of the principles that on first glance can appear to be a paradox. The objective of writing your own story and improving by 1% each day is to increase your impact on the young people you work with. But on the surface, writing our own story sounds pretty selfish. It sounds like it means doing whatever we want. Living a life filled with fun with no real responsibility except satisfying our own desires. But this is not what writing our own story is all about. Writing our own story is all about Ubuntu. As James Kerr explains in his book, Legacy, Ubuntu is a word from the Bantu language of South Africa. It was rediscovered by the South African cricket team, and it became the driving force behind the team. Ubuntu is the essence of being human. It is about the interconnectedness that we all share and how our lives are not lived in isolation. Our actions are not contained in a vacuum. There are ripple effects, whether positive or negative, from all the actions we take. Nelson Mandela said that Ubuntu doesn't mean that we can't have self-interest, but what are we going to do with that self-interest to make our communities better and improve the world? In other words, we all have unique gifts, and it's okay. In fact, it's necessary that we develop and strengthen those gifts so we can share them with the rest of the world. But this is not for self-promotion. It is for self-donation. In fact, one of the things that really bothers me the most in this world is arrogance and egotism. So we must remember what the ancient Greek leader Pericles said. Quote, "What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others." End quote. But today's challenge comes from our fundamental of leading by serving, and it's an action fundamental. And what we need to understand is our self-interest of discovering our gifts and strengths, of learning, growing, and changing to master and maximize our capabilities is all a means to an end. What you are doing right now, whatever you want to call it, self-improvement, self-help, personal care, personal development, is the means, but it's not the end. The end is what we weave into the lives of others, and that comes through the actions we take to serve others and provide value to their lives. It might be serving the physical needs of someone who is disabled. It might be volunteering our time to help the less fortunate. As we talked about on yesterday's episode, it might be teaching others the lessons we have learned from our own failures. The deposits we make in the lives of others are what create the ripples. They create Ubuntu. So how about you? Do you believe you create your impact on the world through what you do for others rather than what you do for yourself? Do you focus your daily actions on doing things for yourself and accumulating stuff, or do you focus on serving others and providing value to their lives? What is one change you can make in this area? Remember that writing your own story is an inside-out process. We must first look inside ourselves, and through journaling and other activities discover our unique gifts and abilities. But then we must give outside ourselves. we must make a contribution to the world. And we do that through servant leadership, by weaving our gifts and abilities into the lives of others. This is interconnectedness. This is Ubuntu. Thanks for joining us today on the 1% Leadership Podcast as we share stories, tools, and resources to help you write your own story so you can increase your impact on the young people you teach and coach by giving them a better version of you every day.